You don't need motivation to do what you need to do. You don't. What you need is a clear reason for why you're doing it. And then when the motivation is there, great, but motivation isn't going to be there always. So what do you do when it's not there, when you're not motivated? I think the most motivated I have ever been was before my first kid was born. When my wife told me she was pregnant, I quit my job. I was working security at nights. We were living with my parents to save up money for a house. My wife was working in the city. I was working security at a car dealership. And I was thinking, okay, she's not here all day working. I'm not here all night working. If we're gonna have a kid and we want to raise this kid and be there for the kid and actually enjoy our lives, what we're doing right now isn't gonna work. So living with our parents isn't gonna work, even though it's a means to an end. This job, this dead-end job, isn't gonna work for me personally with, you know, just myself, but definitely with a kid, it's not gonna work. I'm tired all day, I'm sleeping all day, I'm working all night. And it's kind of the reverse for my wife, and I was motivated to start this content. And at first it wasn't even that, I was trying to make music, and now I'm trying to make music again. That's for another video, but that's where it started. I was motivated to create my own job, to have my own business so that I could be around for my family and enjoy my family. So I could kind of live how I wanted to live and not have to go to some job every day. That's what my dad did. And I don't think that's right or wrong. He made his choices. But the one thing that he did tell me that he regretted was that he wasn't around as much. He spent a lot of his time pursuing his career. And that worked well for him. But he had to make some sacrifices as well. And that motivated me to set my life up in a way where I could have some sort of career, you know, provide for my family and do the things that I like doing, but also be around to enjoy my family. So now I can be home. You know, I can work from home. I can do whatever I need to do for work and do whatever I need to do for my family. And it's really no skin off my back. It's nice, but I set it up that way. And when my wife told me she was pregnant, I quit. I think I quit. I might have quit that night or the night after. Because I knew that's what I wanted. I had no idea how it was going to work. I had panic attacks every day, every night, all the time. Because I had no idea what I was doing. I just had an idea of what I wanted to do and why I wanted to do it. And that was the most important thing. There were days where I wasn't motivated, you know, per se. Because it's not easy to start a business. It's not easy to kind of just start doing something. But if you don't, well, you never get anywhere. You just stay where you're at. And I knew that. And that's all I knew. That's all I knew. And I didn't know if it was going to work. And for a while, it didn't work until it did. And it was difficult. I failed a lot. It was stressful. We were check to check, month to month for quite a while. When my kid was born, we had $250 in our bank account, and we were, the night before, or my wife was in labor, and we were at a car dealership trying to sell my car, because we didn't have the funds, and we needed to buy time so the business could work. That was extremely difficult. I'm thankful to my wife that she stuck it out. I'm thankful to myself that I stuck it out and saw it through, because without that moment of not knowing what the fuck was going to happen, if I was crazy or if we could really make it work, we wouldn't have made it work. And I think that's what you need. You need to have something in your head that is going to motivate you even when you're not motivated. And so for me, that was, I need to provide for my kids, and I need to think a bit further than just providing for my kids, but providing a life for my family and providing a life for myself that I like and want to live each and every day. Was I motivated every day to do it? Hell no. But I knew the alternative. And that's why I say, I think preservation sometimes is more is more pressing or more motivating than motivation. Because, you know, having a little bit more money is motivating. You know, reaching a goal is motivating. And I think motivation comes when you see the shit that you're doing working, or the shit that you've been doing working. That's when the motivation comes. Something goes well and it's like, okay, I'm motivated to do more. But when we're not seeing the results, when we're not seeing shit go our way, when we're falling on our face day after day, month after month, and you're scraping up money just to make it by, you're not motivated per se. Yeah, you might be motivated to not be in that circumstance anymore, but you feel a lot better when the rewards are coming in. So what I'm saying is you can't rely on the rewards, because it's not going to be instant. It might not even be next week, next month, next year. So you need to have something in your head, an idea, something to go for that's going to get you up in the morning, and you're going to do whether you fail or not. I think you need to challenge yourself. Put yourself in a position where failure is, I won't say not an option, because failure is always an option, just not an option that you want to choose. You know, if I failed, I didn't just fail for myself. I failed for my wife and I failed for my kids. So you put yourself in a situation like that, you're going to do everything you can, whether you want to do it or not. Because you know, if I don't do the things that I need to do today, I'm going to be living with my parents, with my wife and my kids. Not that there's anything wrong with that. I think we all have stepping stones. We all have places that we are before we get to the places we want to be, and that's where we were. But if you don't want to stay there, then you're going to have to get up off your ass and do some shit, whether you're motivated or not. I think motivation is more of an emotion. And if you can replace motivation with a reason, a very strong reason, and also know what happens if you don't follow through, or if you don't do the things you need to do, and that scares the shit out of you, you're going to do what you need to do. But if you don't have that, you're probably not going to do it. And I hate to say it, but insecurity, lack, deprivation, preservation are oftentimes a lot stronger motivation sources than, you know, shit that isn't that important. Because what's more important than making sure you have food on the table? Nothing. Nothing's more important than that. And I think once you check that box, then you have to ask yourself, okay, where does motivation come from now? Well, motivation comes from maybe providing for your family, providing for your kids, providing for your mom and dad when they get old, providing for the community, offering something that can motivate you, wanting to be a valuable member of society. And what's the opposite of that? Someone who just leeches off society. Do you want to be that? No? Okay, well, then do something for society and have that motivate you. Are you going to be motivated all the time to do that? No. But then you have to look at yourself in the mirror and say, if I'm not doing something for someone else, then I'm just living for myself. And for me personally, that's not something that I want to have to stare at every day. I don't want to have to stare at someone who's selfish in the mirror, who's all about himself in the mirror. Okay, you do that. What's next? You can kind of go up Maslow's hierarchy of needs, you know, belonging, relationships, you know, self-esteem, accomplishment, and then self-actualization. You know, what's the best version of yourself look like? And what motivates me there is I want to see the best version of myself, because I know where I started from. I know that I have the ability to create a life that I like living, because I'm living a life that I like living. And since I went from a life I didn't like living to a life I do like living, I know that I can live even better, even if I can't imagine it or see it right now. I know the direction I need to head in to make that possible. And doing that, accomplishing that,